ejectment seats.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Again, welcome back to Hour 2 of the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I'm going to put a question to you, and I'm going to give you the phone number, and we want to hear some response from you. This radio show is about you. That phone number is 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Here we go. Let me get this straight. We're going to be gifted with a health care plan that we're forced to purchase and find if we don't, which purportedly covers at least 10 million more people without adding a single new doctor, but provides 16,000 new IRS agents, written by a committee whose chairman says he doesn't understand why it passed, by a Congress that didn't read it but exempted themselves from it, and signed by a president who smokes, with funding administrated by a Treasury chief who didn't pay his taxes, for which we'll be taxed for 4 years before any benefits take effect, by a government which has already bankrupt Social Security and Medicare, all to be overseen by a Surgeon General who is obese and financed by a country that's broke. America, this is my question for you. Why do you put up with it? I want to know. Why do you put up with it? 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I don't say this condescendingly. I'm curious. Why is it that we continuously allow the rhetoric to go on through our airwaves and do nothing about it? So the question is, why are you putting up with this voice? Right at the first hour, we showed you and had a conversation with Rachel out in Alexandria, who's seen the My War documentary, who's jacked. She's doing her homework. She's standing up. She's going to bring about a change. And the reason she's going to bring about a change is because she noticed that the older generations are continuously dropping the ball on her and her generation. Every premiere that we have, I say to the older generation, why is it that you have allowed this to fall to the kids? I even had one guy last week, folks. I really didn't know how to take it. He said, well, we need to tell these kids about the financial deficit. I said, sir, with all due respect, whatever respect that might be due, I said, how do I lay that upon the shoulders of the kids that are dealing with so much? It irritated me that the question was even asked. I couldn't even believe the guy brought it up, to be honest with you. Because we had younger people, and I'm not talking about just little kids or high school kids. I'm talking about collegiate ages. I'm talking about military men. And the what do we do? How do we do this? Why do you do what you do? So on and so forth. Because I love my country. I love my God first. I love my country second. And I can't love my country second if I don't love my God first. Right. Folks, by the way, just this break, this last break, right before hour two started, I got an email. And I want you to hear this email. This is for the up-and-coming generations. And by the way, it includes those that are in the 30-year-old and the 35-year-old range. This is the question. This girl asked me, hey, I have a question for you. Our school handbook says that we say the Pledge of Allegiance once a week. Well, that was in November, and we haven't said it once. She said, how do I bring this to my principal's attention? Folks, I said this a week ago, and I'll say it again. Why is it the kids are having to fend for themselves? Why is it the teachers against the students? Why is it the principals against the students? Why are principals throughout the country allowed to indoctrinate your children, especially when it's 90% of those that are in public schools belong to conservatives? How hypocritical can one be? How hypocritical can 90% be? Oh, Bradley, what do you know? I know everything that I'm telling you right now. I'm looking at a bunch of people in the thousands and the hundreds of thousands and in the millions across this country that are trying to figure out why you love them so much, yet you allow their teachers to indoctrinate them. And they want to know why they're in that public school in the first place. They want to know why you're not taking a stand for them. They want to know why you're on the radio show every day of the week talking about the problems in government, but yet you continuously allow them to get away with more and more and more and more. Why do you allow that voice to fall to you, America? So my question is just that. Why do you allow the things to take place in this country that are taking place? 1-866-233-0747. Again, last week, folks, do you guys remember when I was talking about the birther? I'm jumping gears a little bit. I heard again from one of these intellectual giants in the media talking about those that are actually invoking President Obama to prove that he's from America. It's conspiratorial. And what I did is I read the Constitution of the United States, and I'm trying to figure out for the life of me, this guy's a constitutionalist on the radio, but yet he's not talking about the Constitution. He's talking about how anybody that's asking for proof that he's born in America is a conspiratorial, yet the Constitution says you should make sure of it. But if you're a birther, folks, no, there's something wrong with you. How stupid does that look to the younger people in this country? They're sitting there saying, wait a second, you're supposed to have the answers, but you're not nailing it. You're not really meaning what you're saying, sir. And you're demonizing anybody that actually invokes the Constitution.
And you wonder why they're alienated from you and your rhetoric.
Well, again, as I said, they wouldn't have a job if they actually invoked the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Because they wouldn't have anything to talk about it because everything would be done just like our forefathers established and bestowed upon us, Jake.
That's right.
And America.
That's right.
Make sense? We got 2 minutes. We got Tom calling from Wisconsin. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, sir.
I heard about you guys today.
I didn't.
You're going to say that again. You
broke
out
again. We just lost him. He must be on
a cell phone or something like that.
Or he can, maybe he's like a Vulcan or something like that. He's from a different planet.
He's transmitting.
Go ahead, Tom. Give us a call back in. We got to take a break here really quick. Jake, did you want to add too?
Well, I was just going to say that when you start to digress from caring about what the Constitution says and fixed absolute moral standards, this is ultimately what's going to happen.
I know where they're at today. I know where they're at. I know where they're at. They're at the store buying their bunnies and their eggs.
That's right.
Or what they're doing is they're at I don't know, some of these church meetings again.
That's great. Well,
yeah, talking about what's going to happen and there's no sense and just give it all up. And, you know, what's the sense, man?
Easter Bunny will save us.
Yeah. Somebody was.
Somebody's,
you know,
got to.
Just like the Lord said under the curse, why don't you invoke your gods and let them deliver you? Mm-hmm. You've been ignoring me for a long time.
That's right. That's right. If we're left prey to our own thoughts and our own creatings and our own deviations, this is what we're going to come up with right here. We're invoking, again, a republic. We're one nation under God. We're a republic, not a democracy. Democracy is where law is subjective. There is no fixed standards. We decide. And guess what, folks? We will eat the fruit of what we create.
You know what's terrible, Jake? Back to my national intellect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just amazed that when people call in, they agree with everything they say. I'm not. Listen, if I was saying something amiss from who we are, I would want someone to correct me.
Because the objective is about truth.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. You got Bradley and Jake, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, we rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We are asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we will send you a special Sons of Liberty message, The Two Pillars, on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Be a part of the team that brings you responses like like this. Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
As a matter of fact, what I'll do is I'll share with the people, since we're kind of on this vein real quick, and then we'll take some of these calls in a couple minutes here. No Child Left Behind was signed into law. No, it's not law, folks. Federal government has no business in public education. On January 8th, it's policy, okay? In other words, when they call it policy, it's not law. Therefore, it's illegal unless it bypasses the people, and then they call it policy. Policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. Mm-hmm.
They need permission. And also, too, a lot of these issues are left up to the states. Now, the state could have an education system, and many states do. States can have health care. Many states do. It's a state issue, not a federal issue. And I was thinking about this earlier today about law. Law, once it becomes perverted, this is the most important part. We are, again, a republic, not a democracy. A republic is based off of fixed moral laws. Those laws come from the law of nature, a revealed law, also the Bible, and that's how we create municipal law. There's always a fixed standard. With democracy, law is subjective. What kind of laws do the people want?
That's
it doesn't matter what kind of laws they want, insofar as it changes fixed moral law. But this is what happens. This is a digression. When law is perverted, it's twisted or distorted, then you create a new right. For instance, if it's against the law to commit murder. But now we say that we can tweak that law a little bit. Well, it's okay to commit murder so long as it's in the womb, for example. Now we've created a new right. Now it's called women's rights instead of breaking the law. Are you seeing the digression?
Yep. It's got to stay in the womb, though.
Now the power, because law isn't law unless you can enforce it. Yeah. Otherwise, it just sits there. It's dead. So now there's this little dynamic called the power or force of law. And this is what everybody's always chasing after. How do we get control of the force of law? Then we can use the guns to do what we want to do. The power or force of law will be perverted if the law is perverted. Now, it's dangerous because once you convert the defense of life into a crime, in other words, to protect life, protect folks from being murdered, now you have to punish the defense of life. So what was right, according to fixed law in a republic, now becomes wrong. And not only that, the dangerous part is now the force of law is used against it. So now the very meaning of the very word law is used against the very meaning of the word law, which is this distortion that we constantly talk about. That's the importance of fixed standard and being a republic as opposed to being a democracy.
Here, let me give you a perfect example, because we hit on this just for a little bit last week on, like, for example, hate laws.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Isn't it interesting, folks, that hate laws, if you really put it into perspective, so what do you mean it's called hate?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a second. The law says one thing, And what you do is you try to put people at odds with the law.
That's right.
And what they do is they have to overlook it and smear the line so you don't understand. Like, for example, homosexuality, it's against the law.
That's right.
It's a crime. And what do they say to you? If you don't agree with who we are and accept us for who we are, then you hate.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, what they've already done is they've already taken another step because you haven't looked at the law that the criminal is yelling back at you for doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they call it hate.
That's right.
So what they want you to do is overlook the law that exposes their crime. And what they do is they have the audacity, because they're such reprobates in mind, that they point the finger back at you and they say, you hate me because you agree with the laws of the land.
Yep. And their desire is ultimately to use that law, that power, of law, as a weapon against you. It's literally a weapon. It's not about equal rights. It's about the weapon.
But Jake, hate laws will go right down the toilet when people begin to invoke the law, and you'll find out the people that cry hate are the ones that hate the law.
Because they're looking for that weapon.
And they hate the people that are invoking the law.
Yep.
So when they say hate, you look back at them and say, no, it's the law.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because what they want to do is they want to get into thought crimes. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? And when you leave law, this is dangerous doctrine, and this is where we begin to come apart.
So,
but when you begin to invoke the law, these people don't have a chance. Folks, if there is any crime committed in the United States in the considering hate law, I want to be a part of it, because what I want to do is I want to be in that courtroom and say, wait a second, the law says this. The law. Hey, listen, if a man commits a crime and he tells me I hate him for enforcing the laws against his crime, I don't care what he says to me.
That's right.
That's exactly what they're saying. Justice is going to come down upon you for your crimes against that law. And it's like a good cop enforcing the laws. What do criminals call them? They call them pigs.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the pig?
He hates
the
us.
The one that broke the law or
us.
The cop that enforced the law? Mm-hmm. Which one's good? The criminal that broke the law or the cop that enforced the law?
Mm-hmm.
You get it.
The cop that enforces
Great
the law.
Great point.
It's not personal either. It has nothing to do with personal. This is, first of all, there's no such thing as a hate crime. Crime is crime. If you commit a crime, you hate already by its very nature. You cross that line, that's a form of hate. There's no degree of crimes or, you know, this person committed a crime because he really loved somebody, and this person over here, he committed a crime because he hated somebody. Crime is crime. You cross the law.
Invoke the law, America, and these people don't have a chance. Invoke the law, America, and these people don't have a chance.
And this is where you keep it from not becoming personal. Just like you said, Bradley, it's the law. So in other words, this isn't me. It's not personal. Is the law hate? They have an issue with the law, not those that stand by the law. I was in a parade here, and we're talking about the topic of homosexuality. A woman said to me, well, the law's on... She said, the law's on your side now. And I said, no, hold on a second. I'm on the law's side.
And so,
I made that choice to be on the right side.
And by the way, the law works for her, too, to preserve life if she listens
does.
To it.
The purpose of it.
That's right.
Now, as socialists, what they desire to do is use the law as power. That's all it's about. It's about power.
But
they
in
don't
perversion.
Care about it.
But in perversion.
When it's perverted, because they don't care about law, keeping law, peace, justice. I mean, you know, socialists will never take the time and charity to help others by personal sacrifice, if anybody doesn't notice that. You don't see Obama writing out the first check for health care because he genuinely cares for mankind and he's going to donate to a children's hospital. He wants your money to do that with. Biden, I mean, if you look at most of these folks, what they're trying to do is use somebody else's means to give you. They're not really charitable in heart. That's
not
why those institutions need to be left up to
the
charities and the people.
Yeah.
That's right. And local agencies. But as they take that weapon, as they use that law as a weapon, this is the danger. Folks, by allowing it, this is your danger to yourself. By allowing that to happen, once the weapon is in their hands, guess who they're going to use it against? Those that sat and watched this whole thing happen, which goes back to your question last break, Bradley, when you asked people to call in, why do you allow this? They take that weapon and slowly but surely they turn it right back to you. And it's used against you. You're the prey because this is the delusion.
And folks, what we're doing right now is we're showing you the change to get back what you've lost. This is how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for an easy way out of it, which most of you probably are, that's why you're going to continuously lose it.
Yeah.
And but we are exemplifying the answers.
Yep.
How do you get back what we've lost? This is the way, folks.
Right.
Lead the way. Go back to the documents. Lead the way. Go back to the documents. Lead the way.
And it says go back to the old path, but it also says, and walk therein. And listen, nothing is worth anything unless you're going to fight for it. Nothing, the most valuable things in the world are costly. It's either going to be costly through a monetary sense, or costly through a blood, sweat, and equity sense, or costly through a life sense. MLK coined it best. He said, if you haven't found anything to die for, you don't have a reason to live. There's no reason to live there.
That's a little harsh, though, but that's how it works.
He stood behind the cross, and that's what he exalted. And look at that change.
He also said there's freedom nowhere where there has not first been sacrifice.
Absolutely, there is not. There can't be. There's a purchase price for this, and that's where we appeal to heaven, just as our founders did.
Let me make my No Child Left Behind point, and then we'll come back, and we'll take a look at nostalgic. Here, a nostalgic look back in time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is that cool? First, No Child Left Behind. We'll take Tom right after this next break here. No Child Left Behind was signed into law. It's not law, folks. On January 8, 2002, with the primary purpose to close the gap between low-performing and high-achieving students. Now, this might sound like a noble cause, but the method used to achieve this is doing more harm than good, and it always does. Under No Child Left Behind, every student in every school has to pass exams called Adequate Yearly Progress Reports. These exams are exactly the same for every student, including English language learners and special education students. Did you hear that, folks? The floor is the standard, not the stars. If schools do not pass this AYPR exam and keep improving every year, they could face extreme sanctions, including being taken over by the state. Wait a second, is that really what they're going after? You better bet they are, folks. Since the fear of not meeting the requirements is so strong, many schools have lowered their curriculum standards. I said lowered their curriculum standards in order to get all the students above par. So you lower it rather than raise it? Can you imagine the military doing that, folks? Well, they just did it under DADT. No Child Left Behind has not raised the standard of education in our country, but has instead showed the youth how to aim for the floor. The actual No Child Left Behind law is over 1,000 pages long. That's 1,000 pages to get your students to pass exams that are at their lowest level of testings in the history of our educational system in this country.
That's a prime example of when the government goes outside of its jurisdiction. It can't succeed because it was never meant to go there, and that's the truth.
Well, we got 1 minute left. We'll take Tom real quick. We got you. Tom, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Oh, we got 30 seconds. Tom, do we have you there?
Yeah.
Okay, can we hold you over on this break real quick, Tom, and then we'll pull you up. Is that okay? Folks,
that's
you got
okay.
Thank you. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. Folks, again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, last call out, 1-866-233-0747. We'll come right back with Tom.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, during the break, I was saying to Jake, nostalgia. And Jake said back to me,
it's nostalgia.
Yeah, and I said, no, it's nostalgia. It's a black version, you know, a G. Oh, that was bad. Curb plunk, it sunk. You guys don't know that song, do you? We used to sing it
it's
in camp. You know what? I'm going to go out on a ledge because I love America. And we're going to take Tom real quick. Ready for this? I learned this in camp when I was a little kid. My mom used to drop us off at camps for weeks at a time, and it'd just be me and my brother. You guys hear that violin music playing right now? My heart bleeds for you. But this was the song. Oh, they built a ship, Titanic. They sailed the ocean blue when they thought they had a ship that the water would go through. But the good Lord up above said that ship would never land. Oh, it was sad when the great ship went down. Oh, it was sad, so sad. Oh, it was sad, too bad. It was sad when the great ship went down to the bottom of the husbands and wives. Little children lost their lives. It was sad when the great ship went down. Kerplunky, it sunky. You know,
you got a lot of fans.
If RCA or EMI call in and they want a record label, just tell them to give me a call later and I'll talk to them then, okay, guys? All right, that was for you, America. Now, Tom, thanks for hanging on. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for holding on, sir. And I'm looking up at the screen right now, and it says that you watched today's program. So what was your feedback?
Hey, it's about time somebody's telling the truth.
You liked it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was that a song about the Titanic?
That was the song about the... Don't even tell me you were in camp with me that day, right? 15 years ago when we were little kids. But anyways, Tom, go ahead.
Oh, I don't know. It's tough out here to find anybody that talks any common sense about what's really going on around here. You know, usually most of them just end up in the bar.
Yep, that's true. That's where they'll end up because they don't do action, Tom. Tom just saw our My War documentary, part one, on the CW today on Channel 23 on television. Tom, what was your favorite part of the documentary today?
Well, I kind of missed most of it, but you kind of led into the abortion thing.
Yeah.
And I'm just born again in 08. Mm-hmm. I was studying really, really hard because I'm really hungry for the Lord. And that was going on way back in the Old Testament. They used to offer their children to Moloch.
Mm-hmm.
That was the god. They burned their children in fire, and that was sacrificing to Moloch. So the same thing's happening today.
Yep.
With abortion.
It's actually a form of, in that particular sacrifice that you're talking about, first of all, the Empire of Israel, which really it was, through King David and then into Solomon, reached great lengths and great prosperity and had a lot of political rule, and they prospered. But then as they started to prosper, they started to base themselves morally and forget the laws of God, similar to America. Then they started to get to the point where they started taking on other pagan cultures and rituals and things like that. One of them was child sacrifice. And what it really was is the reason they would offer their children for sacrifice is so they could gain the blessing of the gods. In other words, more materialism, more wealth. That was the purpose. They didn't just say, well, we don't want our kids. And what do you think young people do and old people do now when they're aborting their children? That's the same reason. Well, it's inconvenient. Oh, it just wouldn't be good. It'll affect my lifestyle. It's the same purpose, the same drive, and there's nothing new under the sun. So you hit the nail on the head right there.
Yeah. That's the same thing with this country. If you read the Old Testament, you go up and down just like since the beginning of time. If you don't go with God, you're going to lose it.
You forsake law, you forsake your own mercy.
Thank you for your call, Tom, for the sake of, we can't really hear what's going on all that well. That's what happens. People are judged, they return to righteousness. People are judged, they return to righteousness. After the loss of millions of lives through judgment, what happens? People return to righteousness. They return to God, and the Lord is the one that said, don't leave in the first place.
That's right. He was given the directives. John, that's his law.
John Adams rightly said this. He said, the second president of the United States, he says, decadence follows luxury.
Yep. Yep. So first you have luxury, prosperity, and then you place all of your woe unto those that are at ease in Zion. You start to place your life, your end of your life now becomes luxury, unlike those that served in World War II, for example, whose end of their life was to serve their country and give the ultimate sacrifice of their life so you and I could have the posterity we have. It's the least we can do to uphold what they died for.
And I want you to hear me this. I want you to hear me in this. If you don't live for the blood that's been shed for your freedom, that blood will be there to judge you in condemnation.
That's right.
It's scriptural and it's natural.
Mm-hmm.
And it's common sense.
Yes, it is.
You want to say it again?
Yeah.
Either you live for the blood or the blood's going to condemn you. You're going to be judged. Mm-hmm. And he was also talking about the Old Testament where they were sacrificing children. And we have something called abortion today. And America goes to sleep while 3,700 babies a day are aborted. What's interesting about that, let's go back to the Old Testament and also understand that Manasseh was judged for what the people allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you expound?
And that judgment was irrevocable. There was another king after him called Josiah that actually purged Israel of all of their idols, Judah, purged the whole nation. And they got right with God again. They repented and they started to see prosperity. And politically and also through their military, they were safe, they were sound. But God said because this nation allowed Manasseh to do the wickedness that he did. He didn't say because of Manasseh was such a bad man. Our nation won't be judged because of one man. It would only be judged because the people allowed one man to do what he was doing.
That's right.
And thus you saw with Manasseh. And
that's what you're seeing through Obama.
That's right.
You complain about what you allow one corrupt administration to do to 545 people judging 303 million people.
Yep.
How does that work, America?
Gosh, there's so many examples.
Oh, what are we to do about it, Bradley? What are we supposed to do?
All right, there's something when I get back from Florida.
Give me a rock. I want to hit Brad and Jake. Who are they to come back with a good report? People come up to me all the time and they say, Brad, you know, things are just going bad. I look at them and say, what can I do?
It's the end of the world.
Yeah, well, we're sick of that. We need answers.
Let's do.
That's right.
It's inevitable that a change isn't coming.
So let's go back to 1930, shall we?
Let's do the jig-o.
1930. I was watching the Brown Bomber last night. You know who the Brown Bomber was?
Mm-mm.
Famous boxer.
Oh, was it Joe Louis?
Yeah, Joe Louis. Mm-hmm. Brown Bomber. Dude, he would try to set you up with his left, and when that right hand came across, it was like, okay, see ya.
That's lights out.
That's why they called him the Brown Bomber. He was one bad mamma jamma.
He was also a veteran. Quite a man.
Yes, he was. And you should check into the Brown Bomber, Joe Louis's life, the way the IRS treated him because he was a black man. Oh, my gosh. Was that terrible?
Thought they could do it and get away with it.
And he did the right thing with his money, and they came in and they basically, they terrified. They hunted the man down to pay his taxes. He had to have a full-time job his whole life to pay off taxes from back in the 30s and the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
do some homework on his life. That's a different story. But we are talking about nostalgia. I cannot. You know what? Back in the 80s, if I told you that you're going to have a bunch of white dudes walking around thinking they're black with their caps over the tips of their ears, cocked sideways, thinking they're all that in a bag of chips, they would have laughed. They'd have probably beat me up. I'm sorry. In that situation, they would have tried to beat me up.
I like that.
Let's go back to 1930. A nostalgic look back in time in 1930. Here's some interesting facts. President of the United States was who, Jake? Did you say Herbert Hoover?
That's right.
I knew you did.
Herbert Hoover is a smart man.
And you know what? We got some. Look at this joker. Look at this guy.
We got one in the studio.
We got our marketer over there with his hat cocked to the side, folks. Vice President of the United States, Charles Curtis. Pulitzer Prize winner, Laughing Boy by Oliver Lafarge. Nobel Peace Prize winner, Lars Olaf Nathan Soderblom. Mm. Miss America, did you know that the Miss America pageant was not held in 1930?
I didn't know that.
Maybe we were too moral back then?
I was just going to, I actually thought when you brought that up, was there really a Miss America pageant?
Yeah, 1930 inventions were Twinkies.
That was an invention.
Wonder Bread was sliced in 1930, and the Snickers candy bars were created. 1930. Life expectancy in 1930 was 59 years old. Guess how much a new house was in 1930? Just take a guess.
$3,000?
Nope.
Four grand?
$7,146.
Oh, that's beautiful.
An average income in 1930 was $1,973 per year. Jake, you make that like every week, don't you?
You got it.
I mean, that's why
you're about half of it.
That's why you do this is because of the money.
Of course. Of course.
Sorry, yeah.
By the way, I need a raise.
Do you?
Yeah.
You're fired. New car. Guess how much a new car was? 1930, folks. 1930.
So the house is $7,000. I would say a car is like $700, maybe.
Close. $610. Average rent in 1930. You ready for this, folks? 40. Go back to the old past, the Lord said.
$40?
$15 per month.
Oh, wow.
Huh. Tuition to Harvard University, a Christian college. At least its inception was.
Mm-hmm.
Tuition to Harvard University, $400 per year. A ticket at a movie in 1930 was guess how much?
Quarter, 20 cents.
You're right.
Quarter.
25 cents.
25 cents.
Again, that's why you are head and shoulders above the rest
of us. I used to go to a
lot
of movies in 1930.
Gasoline, not $3.89 a gallon, folks. 1930, they still had a grip on their own government. This is when it began to loosen up on the people. Per gallon was, in 1930, of gasoline, 10 cents per gallon. Do you remember that, Jake?
I do. I used to go to movies and
Jake's
I got gas.
Jake's like 31 years old, and he's got more wrinkles than a Shih Tzu. Or a Shar Pei. I'm sorry, so a Chinese dog.
Now you guys are all wondering, what does he really look like?
That's right. Well, just go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, right. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Or you can check us
just
out on
Just make
Twitter.
Sure it's Jake, and there's got to be some distinction because our, I don't know, our good buddies on the left,
yeah.
They just don't get it right. I mean,
I love that picture they drew of me at
look
the
Look at me now, you guys. I lost like 150 pounds, and oh, now I'm doing this. Let's go on here. Okay, that was 1930. Let's go to 1936. President of the United States, Franklin Roosevelt. Vice President of the United States, John Garner. We're going to come back in 1936, the cost of living. A nostalgic look back in time. 1936, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Folks, we'll be right back after this break to bring you down the old past, remembering what America was once like. Let's get it back, America. We can do this. Amen.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769. If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Okay, we're taking a nostalgic look back in time. We just talked about 1930. Now we're in 1936. By the way, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. A new house back in 1936 was $3,925. And the average income in 1936 was $1,713 per year. Jake got fired last segment because he opened his mouth when he shouldn't have.
Oh, my goodness.
Shutting my mouth, sir.
Shut your mouth.
I don't know. Or she's just not paying attention. One of the two. 1936 cost of living average rent, $24 a month. Tuition to Harvard University, $420 per year. Movie ticket in 1936, 25 cents. Gasoline, 10 cents per gallon. United States postage stamp, 3 cents. I'm going to jump to 1940 for you old-timers out there. 1940, President of the United States, Franklin Corrupt Roosevelt. Vice President of the United States, John Garner. Cost of living in 1940, a new house, $3,925.
Now, that's strange because in 1930, a new house was $7,000. 10 years later, it's less.
Did you get something? I didn't get. Maybe they put them on the wrong covers.
No, huh? That's right.
I paid $9 a pop for those.
But that's there must have been a huge crash in the housing market.
I want my money back.
Give me my money.
1940 cost of living average income $1,725 per year. It's still pretty low, folks. A new car was $850, and you mean so you could actually pay for something and have ownership?
Could
pay with cash. A bank. You ever think about this?
Cash.
How much does it really cost for all of the materials to build a house? Does it really cost $300,000 to buy all the materials for that house? No way.
time
but
and labor.
We're indebted to somebody for that $300,000 that will borrow it to us.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. And then it takes you 15 to 30 years to pay for it. You're a slave to the lender.
Yep. Debt is bad.
Do you think that's planned?
Could be.
Huh.
Somebody wants you to be their slave.
Tuition in 1940 to Harvard University, $420 per year, same price. A movie ticket went up a little bit, 30 cents. Gasoline went up a little bit in 1940, 11 cents per gallon. A United States postage, you know, Jake, my wife's faith, her face is so beautiful, it does belong on a postage stamp.
That is true. Happy anniversary,
We're Steph. Removing Elvis's and putting hers on there.
That's right.
3 cents for a postage stamp. Let's go to 1950, I'll go to 1960, and then, Jake, I'll let you talk. I'm not being mean, but do you think people really want to hear you?
I don't know. Callers, let me know, because if not, I'm
going to
hang up
my... No more.
Callers,
yeah,
don't let me know?
No. I got to get through this.
You got to go through your Twitter.
1950, interesting facts. President of the United States, Harry Truman, Vice President Alvin Barkley. You know, you got those old funky names like Dolores for women and Matilda and guys like Elvin and, I don't know, Jacob.
Melvin? Jacob's actually classic. That's lasted all through time.
How about Cletus?
Cletus.
I mean,
you
know when they have
Cletus.
Those old names, you can probably trust them.
Cletus?
No, that's true.
How about Elmer? Elmer?
I don't like Elmer. Elmer.
Mr. Dobkins.
See that on Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah.
1950 cost of living. New house, $8,450. Average income, $3,216 per year. 1950, a new car, $1,511. Average yent.
Yent?
Yeah, I said yent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't chew my cabbage twice, dog.
I like that. So which language is yent?
I don't know, Japanese.
Japanese?
Because they got, you know.
Yent.
Average
you
rent.
You pay yent.
$75 per month. Tuition to Harvard University, $600 per year. A movie ticket has now gone up to 65 cents, becoming immoral. Mm-hmm. Gasoline, 18 cents per gallon. It's gone up 7 cents since 1940. United States postage stamp, 3 cents each. Still same price. 1960. President of the United States, Dwight Eisenhower, Vice President of the United States,
Richard Q. Nixon. Actually, it wasn't Q.
Cost of living, 1960, a new house, $12,675. Are things getting better or worse, America? Are we straying from God or are we getting closer to God? Average income, $5,199 per year. A new car, $2,610. Average rent, $98 per month. Tuition to Harvard University, $1,250 per year. A movie ticket is now a dollar. Gasoline is now 25 cents per gallon. A United States postage stamp day. It's now 4 cents.
Four pennies.
1970. Free love. Hippies. People that needed to learn to take a shower. Get next to those.
Not very much bathing going on.
It's like sometimes you get around those guys, you look at the videos, it's like, do you got like an ant farm in those things or what? In those beards? Because they're always itching their face.
I think the price of water was too high.
And it's like they were 20 years old.
The price of water was too high. There wasn't a lot of showers.
President of the United States, that is not Richard Nixon. You got to be. Folks, I'm looking at a book that I paid $9 for. They've revised the history. It's not a picture of Richard Nixon at all. President of the United States, Richard Nixon. That does not look like him at all, unless it's an older one. Vice President of the United States in 1970, Spiro Agnew. Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin, for all you hippies out there, passed away in 1970.
Did they pass away or violently die
of
a drug overdose?
Yes, they did. You're right. Hendrix died in his own vomit. Mm-hmm. Janis Joplin...
drug OD, and she had really bad STDs.
Oh, my gosh, folks. Yep, so we're straying big time from the Lord. The 70s ushered in bands like Led Zeppelin, the Beatles. Folks, you Beatle fans out there, something wrong
with
you.
Could we just usher them out?
I mean,
maybe we could usher them out.
That's a perfect example of America will fall for anything. Yeah.
Led Zeppelin, by the way, Robert Plant was just in Minneapolis last week. We were looking at a theater downtown, and we were trying to get next to him so we could track him and shake his hand and let him know that he's responsible for God, but we couldn't go into that particular theater. We could only go into the others.
We had too many people following us, and they didn't want all those people around Robert Plant.
Well, Robert was trying to get to us,
yeah.
And we just said, Robert, not right now.
Hey,
he's got to get on stage. You got to do your thing, yeah. So on and so forth. But we did, seriously, in all sincerity, folks, I wanted to give him a track. A 1970 cost of living with the Ten Commandments on it, by the way. That's the track. New house in 1970, $23,400. Are things getting better, folks? Average income, $9,357. A new car, $3,979. Average rent, $140 per month. Tuition, Harvard University, $2,400. Movie ticket, $1.50. Gasoline, 36 cents per gallon. United States postage stamp. And folks, just for the sake of time, I was going to go to 1980, but I don't have the time. But I want to say this. We speak of the olden days as if it's a thing of the past. You got to remember, folks, freedom in essence is a reward to the righteous, to them that are willing to fight for the freedom that our fathers and mothers and grandparents and so on and so forth, our forefathers, bestowed upon us. Our part, the keeping of God's commandments. On God's part, the execution of judgment upon the wicked. There is a reward for the righteous, and forget it not. God promised it, and we can have it again because God has not changed. Man has. So change your ways before him.
And folks, we've talked about the My War television series off and on throughout the program today. If you are interested in this, please tune in. It's played on Saturdays on Central Standard Time from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Most of these channels, DirecTV, Comcast, things like that, it's the CW Channel 23. But check your directory. Again, the CW Channel 23, Saturday, Central Standard Time, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Or on cable, it'll be on Channel 8 on most stations throughout the state of Minnesota. So you can view that there. If you want more information, you're nationally listening or in Minnesota, you want to go to mywarfilm.com. That's mywarfilm.com. See the trailers, see the responses. You are definitely going to love this documentary. And in a couple weeks here, they're going to be available for you to get and spread throughout your community on a DVD.
I'm going to give you the ringer here, okay? America wants to know how to bring change. I want to bring it to you again. When Frederick Douglass was asked that question by a student, how do I change and serve my generation? This is what he said. Frederick Douglass was the abolitionist. He was also a slave.
First black man to be in the White House.
He was the predecessor to MLK, is what he was. He said this to the young man, agitate. He said, no trouble, no change. Agitate. Here's the definition of agitate. I'm not talking about the way Carrie agitates me or Jake, your wife, agitates me. You're agitating me right now.
I was going to get out of that
and
one.
You're going to get an unrighteous backlash if you keep it up. We're talking about unrighteousness. Blessed are those that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Agitate defines out to be to cause to move with violence or sudden force in righteousness lawfully. To upset, disturb. To upset or to disturb. Folks, if you think about this, a lot of people are right now, and I'm just shifting gears a little bit, they're all talking about, well, what do we do? Things are getting worse. There's a war coming. You know, something bad's going to happen. Well, the best way to avoid the war, folks, is to prevent it. That's why you have the Sons of Liberty on the radio every week, week after week. That's why you got Bradley and Jake, the other guy. That's why you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check us out. That's why we're going to be on TV next week on Channel 23 from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. And again, if you're outside of the state of Minnesota, we're coming to you right now. Oh, yes, we are. MyWarFilm.com if you want to know who we are. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you next week. See ya!